It's time to head in the shop with Kirk, Brian, and Dan.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel.
In the shop, your source for the latest information and advice on maintaining and repairing your vehicle on KGMI Newstalk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham, and KGMI.com. KGMI and the Cascade Radio Group receive financial compensation to present this program in its entirety. Opinions and information expressed are those of the host and or sponsors and do not necessarily reflect those of KGMI or the Cascade Radio Group.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the shop here with the Auto Guys. I'm Kirk from Angler Automotive, and Dan is actually here today.
I know. It's a Saturday.
It's a beautiful Saturday. We got a lot of liquid sunshine coming down.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty warm. I think it's like 48 degrees outside.
Balmy.
Great day for splitting wood.
Not doing that today.
Yeah, we are. Man, I had a 125 set of 125 tall foot tall Lombardi poplars taken down a few months back, and the guy was nice. I just asked, I just leave it in logs. So he left me, you know, 6-8 foot logs, you know, 5 feet in diameter.
Yeah, don't you love it when your kids hit that age where they're workers now?
You know, my kids are at that age where they can work. They're strong. They can do it. It's just that age where. Well, I tell you what, guys, you can help me split all this wood, or with a good attitude, you can help me split this wood, and if we sell it, you can have all the money. I guess. Oh, whatever. Anyway, that's nothing to do with
cars.
Wait
till they need gas.
But it's a good day, so go out and do something, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be super nice tomorrow, though. I'm predicting 80 degrees and sunshine.
So you missed your calling as a weather person.
Yeah. So, well, so Dan, it's I'm actually pretty excited to have you up here on the station today. We're really here, by the way.
We are.
So if you want to give us a call, this would be a great day to do it. It's 360-676-5464. I've got that written down.
That's good. And, otherwise, we're giving out your shop.
Give us a call. Let's talk about your cars or pretty much anything. Dan brought a ton of stuff, which is pretty awesome. And I've got a fair amount of stuff, too, which means we're hoping we get a lot of phone calls so we can just talk to you guys.
Well, I've had the last 6 weeks of Saturdays to miss, so I went ahead and wrote down a whole bunch of stuff.
You've been saving up. So, so give us a call, 676-5464. Throw a 360 in front of that, and
Well, the first one we can start with is a little safety recall from GM.
Let's do it.
Yeah. So, I mean, we've all seen these new tailgates, and I'm assuming
I haven't
that's
seen one
what
yet.
They're talking about. The folding tailgates, there's electronic tailgates. So, looks like GM is recalling 820,000 pickups over a latch safety problem. It's because there's a glitch that can make that tailgate open up unexpectedly. And it's from the mechanism that opens, so it's an auto opener, I believe, on the fold-down tailgates on a 2020 to 2024 Chevy Silverado and GMC. And what happens if water gets in it?
If water gets into the tailgate?
It's a tailgate.
Are you kidding me?
If water gets in it, it can short it out, makes the gate open.
Ah.
But the key is that it can only open in park. So what's happening is people are pushing the button to close their tailgate, getting in their car, not looking, and then they take off. It's already open.
Oh.
So they're making people manually. The fix right now is to manually latch your tailgate before you
Oh, you mean like shut it like you've been doing for the last 100 years?
But I don't know what that option cost them. What did that cost?
What's that, to shut it?
To have an auto-shut tailgate that folds.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Now, is this one of the tailgates that, you know, everyone's coming up with the fancy tailgates on their trucks. You know, one flips down and then it started, I think, a step dropped out or something like that,
yep,
to where you can climb up in there when you got old. Like,
that was Ford. That was the manual. It's a pull-out. It has a little handle you can put in there.
Yeah, and that's for, like, old guys like, I'm thinking John Beebe, for example. You know, where your knees start getting all crusty. No, mine are there, too. John's knees are probably way better shape than mine.
But. John's so tall, he doesn't even have to lower the tailgate. He just reaches over.
He can just step up inside of the bed. Yeah, that's right one there. Nice thing about, you're right. So he can get in there. And then they had the ones that you got your little step, and now I've seen some that have a double fold down and then a center opening thing and a center fold down and another one where you can pull something out. I don't know if it's a picnic table or something like that. And you're putting all this stuff into the – basically, I look at the tailgate as kind of like a dam holding back the lake that used to be the river.
Yeah.
And putting all that fancy stuff, and especially electronics. I guess maybe most people don't use their pickup trucks for what they were originally used for, like –
No, you do see that. A lot of them with racks now around them and carrying things like they're not putting things in the bed or the covers.
Whatever.
I mean, if you're not using it like a truck and you're putting a cover on it just to keep your stuff dry, that's great.
Yeah, but, I guess so. Yeah.
But you can't call the tailgate a dam when it gets wet. It's opening up.
Right. Well, so GM it's a barrier to keep your stuff from flying out the back.
Exactly. You
know? Logs, gravel, rocks.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. So, if you 820,000
of these things, though,
yeah.
So they're recommending, though, if you have one of these, to basically manually, instead of push your button,
manually close it.
Just close it.
Yeah, they're just saying that it's not latching. It's caused a minor injury, and then it's caused a couple financial damage things. I assume it's the gate breaking. I mean, I don't know.
Or stuff flying out the back.
It could be. Lost something.
Down the freeway.
I don't know. But it, the recall includes more than 570,000 vehicles in the U.S. and another 249,000 in Canada.
Could you imagine having that many warranties coming through at any point in your career?
Crazy. That would
or
be
in
crazy.
The combination of your career? That would just... And this is a small, probably a minor thing. I don't know what they're going to do.
Correct. But it's a safety recall. So, I mean, just like Ford had with the, airbag recall. You have to have a technician and not a lubric guy doing it, too. So this is pulling the lead techs out to do, 820,000 recalls over the next year, probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how fast you have to get a tailgate recall. Airbags have went really quick. That's only been since I started the show, 15 years ago, we've been having these airbag recalls that aren't done. That are not done.
Yeah, I got another one for my Dodge, my old Ford Dodge.
Yeah. My Acura.
And my understanding was the first round with the replacing the Takatas, and whoever was doing them, they ended up recalling a bunch of those, too. After, the first recall.
I did hear that.
Yeah, so pretty crazy. Wonder what they're going to do to actually fix it.
It's probably going back to manual.
Let's say it was something you spent.
This back into a workstation, just like the commercial, but it's all manual.
Yeah, there you go.
It's like a Lincoln log set.
Yeah, so I wonder how that, I have not even explored. I don't understand how it works. But I'm guessing it's an electric motor is going to pull it shut, so I'm thinking an electric motor is going to lower it down. And, it's not good for an electric motor to force it open and close, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know about the open. I don't know if the open is a gravity kind of like...
you just hit the button, it goes clunk.
It just opens. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I know the puller motors, they've been using them on trunks for years.
Yeah,
So I assume it's a similar mechanism.
Yeah.
And I feel for the Chevy guys because my Acura trunk doesn't pull closed. I have to use the little escape pull. it's been broke for years, and that's so old I can't get one.
You know, a tailgate of a pickup truck is a really, really harsh environment for electronics.
So let's talk about what does your tailgate look like in your truck? Because mine's all bowed and bent.
Mine's all beat up and bent. I bought my truck with big dents in my tailgate.
Me too. Me too.
Yeah. And, it gets used. John Cole gave me, when he retired and cleaned up his shop, he gave me some these tailgate lift devices that you can install, and it's kind of a scissor spring kind of a doohickey thing that I've never installed one yet. But he gave me those, I don't know, years ago. And, you know, I thought, yeah, I'm not going to put one of those in there. You know, I don't need one of those. I'm fine lifting my tailgate. I'm going to be 62 this summer. And I'm kind of thinking I want to put that. I got a really heavy tailgate on my truck. Yeah, and it's really awkward. So I might put one in there and see if I can figure it. But sooner or later, those little bars twisting, you know, they're like a torque spring, rods, whatever. Nasty environment. They're going to get splashed up with water, salt water, dirt and grime, grass clippings. They're going to dissolve and break. The holes that I drill in the tailgate are going to get big and open. And
I'll give you a pro tip. If you're getting salt water on the hinges to your tailgate, you're backing in too far.
You think?
I think so.
I don't know. It sprays up. You know, just the environment. Oh, sure. Anyway.
Good recovery. Yeah. Yeah, they also make, I do know, they make a like a gas strut like you use for your hatch lifts that will also let the tailgate down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I want it to go back up.
You're looking for the help.
I'm not, I don't care if it goes clunk on the way down. I want to.
It's when clunk. It's got that mark across the back.
Yeah, especially when you got the bed loaded up with stuff and it's overhanging the back of the bed just a little bit, and so you're, you know, putting all your body weight up against it to kind of smash everything forward to get the thing to latch.
I have a rule. When I bought the long box truck from having the Chevy with the short box, I can only haul stuff that's 8 feet. So I can fit it all inside.
That's your rule?
Nothing hangs over.
Did you sticky note?
I do. I have a little tape measure.
Ticker tape thing. You put it up on the dash there. Nothing longer than 8 feet in my truck.
Oh, yes.
Oh, 1 minute. We've got 1 minute to talk before we have to go to a break. Well, I was going to say, someone call us. 360-676-5464. Yes. Yeah, give out my home number. That's not my home number. But my dad, he's up visiting. He'd be, why is everybody calling out here? You know?
Exactly.
Anyway. Well, you got this thing about a McKellen and a Bentley Motors single malt whiskey costs more than a car but less than a Bentley.
Yeah.
So what's going on here? They're...
Well, it's talking about if you're a whiskey connoisseur, you're going to want to start saving to get your hands on a single malt whiskey from Bentley Motors and McLellan. The bottle costs more than an average car. It's part of a collaboration to celebrate the distillery's 200th anniversary.
Ooh.
I didn't even know there was that distillery. Shows you how much of a drinker I am.
Yeah.
But their collaboration with Bentley Motors and the knowledge to exchange, what do they got here? In the spirits world, they're just talking about this bottle. It's made from recycled materials used by McLaren and Bentley Motors, or McLellan, sorry, and Bentley Motors. The design consists of a copper frame, aluminum ribbon, low-carbon leather. It sits inside a leather-lined wooden case made of oak inlay and features Bentley's crown-cut walnut veneer.
Woo.
Yeah, but so I wonder when I was looking at that bottle, I mean, before you run down to the store, it's $51,274.
That's not bad.
I saw two of those in your house.
Well,
two bottles.
I don't drink whiskey. I don't drink whiskey at all. You know, now I wonder if in Washington State, though, that same bottle is going to cost $150,000 because they're going to put a wee bit of tax onto it.
You listened to the show before us.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Anyway. Hey, we got to take a break. You're in the shop with the auto guys, and I'm Kirk from Angler Automotive and Dan from Bellingham Automotive. Give us a call at 676-5464.
Hello? Summer? You sound so far away. Oh, you're right. Now is the time to prep for the heat while going solar or installing battery backup. Yes, I've heard it's going to get hot. With Barron's preseason cooling special, you can get a heat pump that both heats and cools when you install a solar or battery backup system. With a deal like this, there's no better time to upgrade your whole home comfort system. Yes, get a free heat pump with purchase of a solar or battery backup system. You'll stay cool and enjoy energy savings for years to come. Barron is a trusted, local, five-time award-winning clean energy company with decades of combined solar experience. They look beyond the panels to provide whole home energy energy solutions. Yep, right now you can get a free heat pump too. I'd call Barron today and be sure to ask about 60-month special financing. Pay no interest upon approval. Don't wait. Those hot nights are just around the corner and this offer won't last. See you soon, Summer.
Barron, your full-service HVAC, electrical, and plumbing contractor. Our mission, improving lives.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Hey, this is Deanna Haralook with KGMI's all-new Pet Pulse. I'm a pet parent myself, and we all want the best for our critters, whether they're furry, feathered, hooved, or otherwise. The segment is brought to you by Whatcom Veterinary Hospital. Did you know that 1 in 4 pets suffer from obesity? Pet obesity can shorten your pet's lifespan by up to 2 years. Contact Whatcom Veterinary Hospital for a wellness exam today. And tune in to KGMI's Pet Pulse Wednesdays during the morning news at 6:20 and 7:50, and during the afternoon news at 5:20, right here on KGMI.
Lorraine knew she wanted to adopt a teenager from foster care.
I love teenagers. I think it adds an element of fun because you can really do activities as a family that everybody loves.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes you're never too old for family. More than 20,000 children in the U.S. are at risk of aging out of foster care without a family. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KGMI or the Cascade Radio Group.
Wow, that's smooth.
It is.
Is that Neil Young? No, it sounds like Neil Young. Anyway, all right. Hey, welcome back to the shop. I'm Kirk from Angler Automotive. Dan from Bellingham Automotive, and once again, we are taking your calls today if you want. Love to talk to you about your car or the weather or planning or shrimp season's coming up or whatever. Cars primarily, 360-676-5464. And looks like we've got Steve on the line.
Yes, hi there.
Good morning. Hi, good morning. Thanks for saving our show and calling in.
Well, I had a question for you week or so ago, but it was a recording, so this time I got you live, and I'm glad of that.
Good.
I've got a 2000 Toyota 4Runner, and I've had a couple of problems with the disc rotors on that. The first set, a couple years back, they started to shutter, and I had them taken off and skimmed, and they said they didn't have to take much off. And that fixed it for a while. 6 months or 8 months later, same thing. So I bought new ones, brand new ones, put new pads and rotors on, and within 8 months, now they shutter. So what's the deal with that? I did see online that people were complaining about that years ago.
Well, I'm curious, the quality of the rotors, the quality of the pads, make a lot of difference, the materials in them, just general quality. Another thing is that how many miles are on this rig?
150,000.
And then when was the first time you did the brakes and, the first time you did them?
Well,
120?
Yeah, I got the vehicle about then. Yeah.
Okay. One thing, too, is that has anyone done anything with the brake calipers other than push the pistons back in?
They just looked at it and said they were fine.
Well,
so are you having these done in a shop or are you doing them yourself?
No, I had it done in a shop.
Okay. And did they give you a wear indicator on what each pad looked like your inside pad versus your outside?
They didn't say that there was any problem, actually. They just said that the pads weren't that bad either, mm-hmm. but we replaced them.
Yeah, I mean, I think where you're going, sorry to interrupt, I think you're talking to Kirk. If that inside or outside pad is lower than your, or your, is lower than the other, or your left side is, brake pads are thinner than your right side, then you could be having a caliper problem that's holding those on just enough not to wear the pads out quickly, not go metal to metal quickly, but enough to warp a rotor.
Yeah, because the pads, they always drag a little bit on the rotor.
Right.
And so it doesn't take a whole lot of extra drag, you know, from either a kind of a sticky caliper piston. I don't know if that one's got the dual piston calipers or if it's got a single piston caliper. Are we talking front?
These are front. Yeah.
You know, anyway, so you might have a piston that's dragging a little bit. You know, the guide pins that the caliper hangs on as it mounts to the knuckle.
Right.
You know, you got to make sure those are cleaned and lubed up. One thing, too, is like some of those have a rubber bushing on the end of the one of the two guide pins. You got one up above and one down below. Sometimes I've seen it where people will swap those pins so the rubber ones on the top, not the bottom or whatever, that could have some effect to it. But and another thing that I think is really important is when you're doing a brake job, you take the parts off, take the brake rotor off. Before you put the new rotor on, you want to clean all the rust off the face of the hub
yeah.
where the rotor mates up to. And that will cause warpage and stuff if you've got a layer of rust under there.
Not sitting flush against that.
Yeah, right. So, but if, you know, all the proper steps have been made as far as cleaning up the hubs and you know, you got a good quality set of pads, good quality set of rotors, I'd really be looking at especially at 150,000 miles-ish, replacing the hydraulics on that thing and also taking a really good look at the brake hoses themselves. Sometimes they'll collapse on the inside and give you some restriction there and not allow the fluid to flow back away. Hey, we've got to come up to our hard break at the half hour. If you want to hang in there, we'll be right back. If not, then take my advice and look into some calipers. You're in the shop with the Auto Guys. We'll be right back.
Well, spring is finally here, and I don't know about you, but I got a ton of home projects just waiting for me this spring and summer. And if you're ready to jumpstart your kitchen remodel or upgrade your laundry room or start getting some better sleep on a new bed, well, DeWard & Bodie is ready to help with the best deals on home appliances and mattresses. Shop their spring clearance sale now through Sunday and get $50 off local delivery on select brand appliances, $7.99 and up. Buy any KitchenAid or Bosch dishwasher or cooking appliance, $7.99 and up, and you'll get $100 off your professional installation. Shop this weekend to get your appliances delivered and installed by Easter. Find spring clearance savings on washers and dryers, refrigerators, freezers, dishwashers, ranges, wall ovens, cooktops, and more. Plus, pay no money down and no interest for 2 full years on qualifying appliance purchases, or up to 6 years on select mattresses. Spring clearance starts now only at DeWard & Bodie, the appliance and mattress giants.
Dr. John's Auto Clinic, located in Bellingham on Kentucky Street, is here for your auto repair and service needs. Trusted and affordable auto repair in Bellingham for over 25 years. Ask about their oil change and maintenance inspections. You can hear Brian from Dr. John's Auto Clinic every Saturday on In the Shop on News Talk 790 KGMI. Or check out Dr. John's Auto Clinic at djautoclinic.com. And on Facebook for the latest in auto repair news. Dr. John's Auto Clinic, reliable, honest, and a part of this community for over 25 years.
Lindale Glass is your premier window and door company in Waukamaw, Skagit County. With over 35 years of professional installation experience, you can rely on the dedicated employees at Lindale Glass to provide an exceptional install. Lindale Glass features Milgard windows and doors, leading the industry with innovative, high-quality products. You can be assured of a product that is customized for your home. No shortcuts, no gimmicks, just excellent service and exceptional quality from Milgard. Visit a Lindale showroom to learn more or online at lindaleglass.com.
We don't have the usual traffic jams that they have in the big city, but sometimes things happen to snarl everything up. Depend on KGMI to keep you cruising to your destination with KGMI traffic alerts. We'll tell you where the trouble spots are, and if you see problems on the road, give us a call at 360-676-5464 so we can spread the word. KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM, and KGMI.com. The latest local news and important topics of the day from the West Mechanical Studio.
Rest easy in a cool home this summer. Contact West Mechanical Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical to add AC to your existing system for as little as $140 a month. Find them at westmechanical.net.
Get the latest news and information 24/7 with KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham. Streaming live at mybellinghamnow.com.
CBS News Brief. Russian President Putin is vowing to punish those behind that concert massacre that has left at least 115 people dead. He's blaming Ukraine, which denies any involvement, even though ISIS has claimed responsibility. The BBC's Merlin Thomas is looking at video from the scene.
Witnesses said the shooting started inside the lobby. You can hear loud gunfire ringing out and see people crawling away on the floor.
Overnight, the Senate passed a $1.2 trillion spending package, averting worries over the partial government shutdown. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says it wasn't easy, but it is good for the nation. Some parts of the U.S. are going to need gloves and shovels or umbrellas this weekend.
Interior northeast locations, upstate New York, much of interior New England expected to see widespread heavy snowfall.
That's Zach Taylor at the National Weather Service in Maryland. CBS News Brief. I'm Allison Keyes.
Welcome back to the shop. You're here with the Auto Guys. I'm Kirk from Angler Automotive and Dan from Bellingham Automotive. And we are taking your calls today at 676-5464, 360 in front of it. And love to hear from you. Before the break, we were talking to Steve about his... What?
That's you. It's an echo.
It was an echo?
Keep going.
Okay. All right. Oh, I hear my echo.
There you go.
Anyway, we're talking about to Steve about his shaky brakes.
Yeah.
And Steve, you still there?
I am.
Okay. So Dan had something to... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, the last thing I was just thinking, if I have to replace these rotors again, wouldn't I be ahead to just buy factory Toyota parts for that?
You know, Toyota parts are good. I like them. I really do. I think they do a good job. I like the Aki Bono.
Yep.
Aki Bono is a brand that I like. And tell him to turn off speaker. Do you have a speaker on, Steve?
No, I don't.
Oh, it's giving an echo on our...
Our producer here is trying to... We've got an echo. At least I've got an echo. It's really weird.
It is hard. Hard to talk. But, hey, I think you're right. You could try Toyota. But the one thing you had said when you first started the call is that you did have them turned. And we're finding that there's not a lot of room to turn on these anymore. So it doesn't surprise me that they warped after they were turned.
Yeah, that didn't last very long.
Yeah, it surprises me more that they were warped after they were replaced. So, yeah, good quality rotors. I mean, Aki Bono, you can use... anything I've always found, I used to work at a parts store, so I've anything that was from Canada, U.S., just try and stay away from the Chinese rotors.
I used to have a lot of trouble with the cheap Chinese rotors. I mean, the Chinese make some good stuff.
No, I know, but when I used to sell them, I'd look through the box.
Oh, yeah.
I'd look at where it was stamped.
Yeah,
if I had any other option, I wouldn't send those out. But,
right.
Yeah.
Well, one thing a friend of mine used to run a garage in Florida mentioned to me, he said, maybe there's a torque spec when they tighten the wheels back on because that tightens the rotors. He said maybe that was never torqued wrong, and then once they got hot, they warped after that.
Well, that's possible, but, you know, you have to have them way off, you know, way off. Like,
yeah.
Tighten three of them and forget to torque the other three kind of thing. You know, I mean, I don't buy into that anymore. I mean, it's important to have your wheels torqued on properly so they don't go flying off. But
I think you're on the right track with just really good quality rotors.
And then deal with the hydraulics.
Yeah, and do the at 150, I wouldn't blame them. Blame me, I would probably just put calipers on it and have the hoses.
Yeah, at 150, I absolutely would have, because normally, like on a Toyota, or for most people, the way they drive, Toyota, Honda, Subaru, whatever, you know, you replace the brakes around, you know, 90,000 miles or so. And I found that if let's say you get 90,000 miles out of your original brakes, and then you go resurface the rotors, clean up the pins on the calipers, slap a set of pads on there, you're probably going to get, you know, if the same person drives the car, you know, you might make it to 135 to 150,000 miles before the brakes are worn out again. If you replace those calipers with good calipers, you're going to get another 80, 90,000 miles out of the brakes.
Well, that's probably worth the expense then to go the whole way.
It is if you're going to keep the vehicle. Absolutely.
Yeah, I plan on keeping it forever.
So. Oh, another nice truck. Hey, Steve, I have a question off topic. Are you getting the echo on your end? Are you hearing an echo when we talk?
No, not really.
Okay, good. It's just driving us crazy in the studio.
I'm driving me crazy. I'm used to it. I kind of like it.
It's hard enough to listen to Kirk, and then I have to listen to him twice. It does everything twice.
It's not too bad. Boy. Well, at least somebody's listening to me. I got teenagers now. Nobody listens to me.
No, keep – well, yeah, if you get them done, I mean, I would think if you got them done in a shop more recently and you're having pulsing problems and wear item, you should be able to talk to them about warranty and maybe – pay the difference. I know in our shop, if we have we do a brake job and we have a set of calipers fail shortly after, we go back to the difference of what it would have cost to do it then, rather than
you mean the difference of doing it right the first time?
Exactly. Yeah. But well, a lot of these, the calipers are completely even. There's no reason to change them every time. But 150, if you're having a problem, you're warping rotors, I don't think it's a bad move to try calipers. And like you said, even check out the hoses. I don't see that as often on the Toyota, the hoses, but
it's rare.
It's definitely something to look at.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I can look at that this next time. But where I had it done, that was a couple of years ago, and these guys retired and closed the business by now.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, guys.
Hey, thanks for your call.
Hey, let's when you get this resolved, let us know what you did, and
I will.
Resolved.
I'll give you a call back.
Perfect. Great.
We appreciate it. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
Do we have time for John?
Yeah. Talk to John. Do we have time? No, we don't have time. John, hang in there. We will make time.
We will.
But first, we got to pay a few bills here, and you're in the shop with the auto guys. I'm Kirk from Angler Automotive and Dan from Bellingham Automotive. We'll be right back.
You know those friends who say, stop by anytime, and you're like, you don't really mean that. Well, unlike those friends, Dewey Griffin Subaru's Express Certified Subaru Tire and Service Center means it. They're open 6 days a week, including Saturdays. Stop by anytime you need an oil change or any other minor maintenance, and they'll take care of you. No appointment necessary, and you'll get a free car wash with your service. Dewey Griffin Subaru, community-minded, community-driven, and the only Subaru Certified Tire and Service Center in Whatcom County.
P&W Perks is helping you feel your best this Thursday at 8 a.m. You can get a $50 gift certificate to Max Hair Studios for just $25 at pnwperks.com. Transform your hair and elevate your style at Max Hair Studios inside the Bellis Fair Mall. Known for its exceptional services, skilled stylists, and commitment to delivering personalized experiences, Max Hair Studios is where excellence meets innovation in hair care. From precision haircuts to vibrant coloring and rejuvenating treatments, they offer a wide range of services to enhance your natural beauty. By using only the best products that nourish and protect your hair, you can count on long-lasting results. Max Hair Studios has received awards and certifications for their outstanding services, reflecting their dedication to excellence. Experience the difference at Max Hair Studios, located in the Kohl's Wing at Bellis Fair Mall. Indulge in self-care with Max Hair Studios and P&W Perks this Thursday at 8 a.m. Get a $50 gift certificate for just $25, only at pnwperks.com.
KGMI Connects with Joe Tien is about our community and you.
Everybody talks about the southern border. I live up here about 5 miles from the Canadian border.
Uh-huh. Join us each weekday at 4 p.m. for KGMI Connects.
I have picked up discarded clothing from people coming south. The Border Patrol's aware of this. I know of 7 gotaways.
On KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM, and MyBellinghamNow.com.
Welcome back to the shop. You're here with the Auto Guys. I'm Kirk from Angler Automotive, and Dan is here from Bellingham Automotive. And we are taking your calls today at 360-676-5464. And just a shout Steve out to Brian.
Yeah.
Brian was, Dan's actually here because Brian was, well, kind of laid up. Is
yeah, not feeling so hot.
No, yeah. Gall.
Hope things. You're doing okay,
gall
Brian.
Stones or whatever yeah. That's just crazy. I haven't had the pleasure of experiencing anything with my gall system yet in life. And I'm hoping that I can skate on through. And
after die. Last year, I won't have to worry about it because I had mine taken out.
Your gallstone, your yes. gallbladder?
Oh, yeah. I went
did you keep
that.
It?
No, I didn't.
It's like
I didn't
in a jar on
it.
The mantle.
No.
Years ago, I saved my wisdom teeth and made a necklace for my mom out of my wisdom teeth when I had them removed when I was like 18. Anyway, I had a cool mom. Yeah. So looks like we've got John on the line. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for hanging in there. What can we do for you?
I've got a very primitive 20th century vehicle, and which I'm pretty happy with, but it's only got a single speed windshield wiper control. And I'm just wondering, is it possible to get one with some intermittent or either a pulse or something that's got different speeds or intermittent speeds?
What kind of vehicle do you have?
It's a 93 Nissan pickup.
Not only had a single speed?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. I had an 87 Toyota pickup, and it had a couple of speeds. Yeah. So I don't know why it got forgotten, but, yeah, it's only got the one.
Well, I thought, now, I'm not an expert in that. I don't know if
sure
you can
you
or not. But
yes,
I
are.
Know that Bellingham Auto Air used to install a delay back in the day.
Back in the day?
Yeah, and I don't know if he still does or not, but
Dr.
he did.
Jeremy
did aftermarket air conditioning, and, oh, no, it might have been aftermarket cruise. I'm probably wrong.
Well, aftermarket cruise, aftermarket wipe, I mean.
Yeah, you might double-check that. I haven't seen anything, but I remember there used to be something that had a little slide bar on it that you could see at the store, at the parts stores, that was a delay, but I don't know how it works on a single, yeah, I don't know. It had to be for a single-speed motor.
Yeah, I remember those things, and they'd kind of mount piggyback on the turn signal switch, I think.
The one I remember was a big square box.
Yeah, there's a big square box that you stuck up underneath the dash there, and then it had
got a slide.
You fish the wires up through the column and kind of over onto the... Oh, but then I was also seeing them where they'd be on the... You'd mount them kind of on the dash as well. Why are you wanting intermittent? Do your wipers kind of chatter on the windshield when it's not raining hard?
No, it's just you know, when you're driving along and it's not raining very hard, and I just have to kind of push it on and then turn it off, you know, periodically.
So you are the delay actuator.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, that
Should patent that design.
You know, the nice thing about that is there's less things to go wrong, you know. And plus, you've got full control of, you know, when it's time to wipe, you wipe when you want to wipe rather than being at the mercy of a small processor. But, you know, I don't know if those cars, you know, what I would do is I would look into seeing, maybe research, if that Nissan truck of yours, if they did offer it with a delay wiper system on it.
Oh, way back when, you mean?
You know, maybe.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, then maybe you could just retrofit it with the other system, which would probably run in some, you know, some money on that.
I did just Google it. They do make them.
They
do. I just don't know if it fits a Nissan.
Probably wouldn't matter.
I just quickly Googled it. But, I mean, the other option you've got, which is out there, same thing we do on our boats that are one speed, is Rain-X for the light rain.
I use Rain-X, but, you know, it tends to, you know, obviously wear off after a period of time and needs certain traffic conditions, like, you know, if you're driving slowly and it's not raining too hard. That's what you're. And the other thing with Kirk, you said that I was the delay, and I don't mind doing that, but I'm thinking that I'm turning the thing on and off so often. Am I going to wear it out quicker?
Eventually. Yeah, it's just like a knee. Eventually it's going to wear out the more you use it.
That's what I don't like to. I wish I had some sort of a delay mechanism.
Right.
Anyway.
Well.
Yeah, I would look and see. I mean, I just quick Googled it, delay wiper for a single speed motor, and there stuff pops up. I can't read it live, but it's there.
You know, call up the guys down at Bellingham Auto Parts. You know, here in town, the Napa store, Bellingham.
Yeah.
Call them up and see if they might have a aftermarket delay system. If they do have one, multiple options. I would go for maybe the more expensive one. Hopefully it's going to be better quality.
Honestly, I'm going to guess if there is one, there's only one.
Probably.
I mean, I doubt there's a lot of choices in that area.
I would, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'll try them. But I don't want to get too far off because that'd be the most valuable part of my vehicle if I was to
totally understand.
You know, and the nice thing about it too, here within a month or so, you're not going to have to worry about it until next fall. You know, it's going to quit raining for a while.
True. Yeah, I mean, it's not a major problem, but it's the one. I'm not a big fan of most of the modern technology in cars, and this wouldn't even be considered technology, modern technology. I guess it's more of a mechanical thing, but. I wish I did have it. That's my basic.
It is really nice to have. I agree. You know.
When you don't have it, you miss it, sort of thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thanks, John. And if you do find a resolution on that, give us a call.
Okay.
Let us know.
Yep.
Thanks, John.
Looks like we've got to take another quick little break. We do have some time after the break to talk about your car. If you want to give us a call at 360-676-5464, and we'll be right back.
The Lummi Bay Market at Exit 260 is where you'll find more in the store. You'll find more in the store because there's so much store. Almost 10,000 square feet. The Lummi Bay Market is where you'll find everything you need for on and off the road. You'll find the best value on gas and diesel, along with way more than you would expect out of a convenience store. There's a liquor department featuring a great selection of your favorite competitively priced spirits, wines, and mixers. And of course, you'll want to check out the huge selection of ice cold beer in their massive beer cave. Want to grab a quick bite for breakfast or lunch? Don't feel like cooking dinner? At the Lummi Bay Market, you'll find a great hot deli counter, including our brand new fried chicken tenders, and chicken wings with all the fixins. Make the Lummi Bay Market your first or last stop of the day for fuel, food, and more. The Lummi Bay Market, just off I-5 at Exit 260 on Rural Avenue. Open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Lummi Bay Market, where there's more in the store.
The Mill at 7th, Linden's hidden jewel of a restaurant on Front Street. You'll find comfortable dining, top shelf service with consistently delicious food. If you haven't experienced The Mill, it's time to visit.
Hi, I'm Linda, owner of The Mill at 7th. I want to invite you to come dine with us. Our staff and I have worked hard to create an atmosphere that provides you with a welcoming experience with fresh, enticing foods, cocktails, and a wonderfully unique selection of wines.
Listen to what our customers have to say. CJ says,
we love to eat here. Plan on spending some relaxing time in an environment that's warm and inviting. The staff is so sweet and the food is so yummy.
Ashley says,
The Mill is one of my go-to dinner spots. The food and atmosphere are always exceptional and the service can't be beat. If you want an amazing appetizer, get the Apple Crostini. You won't be disappointed.
Stop by The Mill today for an exceptional date night experience. Group parties and catering options at The Mill at 7th, downtown Linden on Front Street under the windmill.
Welcome back to the shop. You're here with the Auto Guys. I'm Kirk from Angler Automotive and Dan from Bellingham Automotive. And this song that's playing, Dan, what song? It's from Eddie Rabbit.
Driving My Life Away.
Driving My Life Away. And this, John, if you're still listening, this song here will help you with your windshield wipers. Seriously. I was driving home one time. I had this old 63 Chevy truck, single speed wipers, and I'm driving down the road. This song was playing, and my windshield wipers were keeping up with the rhythm of this song as I was driving down the road. And it's just, it brings back memories. And I really thank you for calling in about your single speed wiper thing, because
made you think of this song, and now we're listening.
I am just back. You're back. 1983, and it feels good. My knees feel good, too.
Excited during the break you were going to go into a rant.
It's not a rant.
I look so forward to the Saturday morning rant.
Well, I got a couple of them. It's a section of our show. Actually, no, I'd like to get, is it a soapbox or whatever? There's an initiative. They got a whole bunch of signatures. We, the people of Washington State, got a bunch of signatures. And it's for, initiative is number 2117 for the end of the cap and trade program thing that our state decided to go ahead and add a fuel tax or whatever, carbon credits to the energy producers and the fuel producers and all that to take the money and save the planet, basically. Great idea. I'm totally into saving our planet. However, it tacked on, the Inslee and the gang down there in Olympia were saying, it's not, might add pennies to the cost of fuel, but it's going to be negligible. Well, it's more like 40, 50 cents a gallon for fuel.
It's triple.
Yeah, it's gone way up. In the year they've been doing this, the state's managed to pull in about $1.8 billion. They don't know what they're going to do with all the money yet. Puget Sound Energy, everybody, they buy these credits and then they can, I guess, pollute more. But basically it's just money going into the coffers, which is good, if they'd spend it on something worthwhile. Anyway, so this is going to a vote this year in November, 2117. If you like paying that extra 40, 50 cents a gallon for fuel, and you're, that applies
groceries, home heat.
Groceries, everything across the board, because we use fuel to deliver all our stuff to the stores and farm and whatever. You got a chance to repeal it. So I'm going to vote yes on 2117. And maybe we can lower a little bit of the cost of living in our state. A little bit.
Wrong time to talk about it.
Yeah.
Why don't we move on to your kid and his gaslight?
The gaslight?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Really?
No.
you really want to go there?
We're going to go down the rabbit trail.
Okay, here we go.
We need to switch down right the, now.
Yeah, Alice in Wonderland. Here we go down the rabbit hole. All right, so the other day I was going to drive my son's car, and I noticed, of course, it's on empty.
Yeah,
you know, it's always on empty. And I'm going to ask him when I get home, oh, we've got a caller here. We'll probably end up taking this. I'm going to save this for another day unless we can. We've got Don on the line here. Good morning,
Hello.
Don.
Hi, Don.
Yeah, with the windshield wiper question, I'm a classic car guy.
Yeah.
I hope that the future maybe mention the E-Light and the Antique Restorers Car Club as a resource for windshield wiper improvement. Yeah.
Well, we've
got two wonderful local car clubs.
Give a shout out the number.
Oh, well, I know that the website for AARC is aarcbellingham.com.
aarcbellingham.com.
Right.
Perfect.
Antique Automobile Restorers Car Club.
Perfect.
And, you used to have the car show down at Boulevard Park during Ski to Sea. You may remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the city didn't like the grass getting driven on, so that's not there anymore. And I just went to hardware sales, and I realized I missed an Elise car show on Sunday, the 18th, darn it. So miscellaneous, car club as a resource for helping people with things like windshield wiper questions on older vehicles.
Great. Hey, I appreciate the insight.
That was a good tip. Hopefully, John was listening in.
So this is the whole reason we do the show.
Yeah.
So if there's something that
people
you called in.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. I appreciate your show. I really do. Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Thank you, Don.
Don from Fairhaven. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks,
appreciate it. And thank you. You know, I was going to go on a rant, but Don, you just saved.
You saved everybody
you
a lot of pain.
Saved everybody.
You saved John with the wipers, and you saved everybody else from Kirk.
You know, if there was an award to be given for today's show, Don
from Fairhaven just got it.
Yeah, you just got it.
Did.
All right, so maybe a round of applause there. So, anyway, well, do you have any parting words for our thing? We've got 1 minute here.
Yeah, one whole minute. You can't tell the story.
No, I can't. Not
it's
even
not enough
close.
Time. We got
to
save.
I'm
going
to need 4 minutes and 26 seconds. Now we're down to 45 seconds.
Yeah, there you go.
What do you say?
You're sitting here looking at your watch. But no, I think that's great. I love that he called in and had a tip. I love hearing that. I love hearing when people call back and tell us what fixed their car. So,
yeah.
I'd love to hear about the brakes. I want to know about the wiper motor. I think it's great.
I like it the best. Now, I know it's kind of an ego thing, but I like it when people call in and say, I was right.
Both times?
Yeah, both times. Yeah. Hey, thanks everybody for joining us today. And get out there. It's going to be a nice weekend, I promise. And I've been in the shop with the auto guys. I'm Kirk from Angler Automotive and Dan from Bellingham Automotive. And
have a great
someone
weekend.
Will be back next week, I think.
Yeah, have a good weekend.